Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello everyone, glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly with us as well.
Good evening everyone, always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief to set the tone. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. If you'd like to read the extended version of these 9 principles, please visit our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So it's good to see so many of you in the chat room tonight, tuning in live, even all the way from Spain in the middle of the night. You are very committed, or should be.
Well, 3 a.m. in Spain right now.
Yeah, that's commitment right there. We appreciate you being here. Anyway, welcome to everybody, and those listening to the archives as well. Glad you could join us, too. So tonight, what we're going to do to start off the program is we're going to do a 5-card pull from our inner oracle card deck, and we're going to let the universe give us a topic. Dr. Hunter is going to start us off.
And I'm starting off with number 42, trust and integrity. Boy, that's a great way to start tonight. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the 2 most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself, and that's self with a big capital S. So we're starting off with trust and integrity, and if Michael would pull the next card, and we'll see what we're going to come up with in this storyline.
Well, the next card that I pulled is number 38, open-mindedness.
Oh, I like it.
An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
You know, I'm seeing something happening here. I pulled number 4, unknowable, from the wild card suit. Mm. And it's really piqued my interest at what is the universe saying to us today? So unknowable reads, there are mysteries in the universe, not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind, you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. What have you got next, Michael?
Well, next I have number 24, truth.
Oh, this is big. I see something coming.
There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is a truth in something or in a direction.
Well, okay, I went to select a card and two flipped out. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. So I have to take both of them. And the first one is paradox, which is also in the wild card suit. And the next one is meaning and purpose, number 23. So I'll read paradox first. And Michael, if you can get number 23 ready, then you can read that after I'm finished. A truth can be, this is paradox, a truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. So, meaning and purpose, Michael.
The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
Okay, Dr. Kelly, what's your take on this? We have trust and integrity as an opener, open-mindedness, unknowable, truth, paradox, and meaning and purpose.
All right, so what's my take on it?
Yeah.
My take is we don't know anything. Okay, that's the short version. All right, let's expand that a little bit. And I'd like to point out that you know, this means for those of you listening, for you, and I mean those listening, it means that what it means to you and for you. So trust and integrity, you know, you have to balance that with being open-minded. You know, we don't want to, obviously we can't, we have to use good thinking, good discernment when it comes to trust and integrity and trusting others, but we need to be open-minded too. So we need to be balanced there. As far as unknowable, that you know, we may not know everything in order to trust it or to have that integrity, but we need to learn it and gain that information. And that's where the truth comes in. And sometimes it's somewhere where we don't think it is. That's the paradox. Mm-hmm. And that will bring more meaning and purpose to our life. So that's my take on it. But Dr. Hunter?
Oh, I'm totally with you on that ride. I
you know, and what a ride it's been, let me tell you.
Well, I think what's interesting is it loops back. Trust and integrity is just asking us to, you know, check in with ourselves about self-trust, keeping our integrity. And it takes us, these other symbols kind of take us on a journey and return us to what's the meaning of life and the meaning of your life and the purpose of your life. So I think it kind of circles back to keeping trust and integrity intact while you're on the journey of life. Because, life will have its way with us, right? And I think that's in the unknowable. Staying open-minded, because we're always going to meet up with things we didn't know. But the unknowable is, hey, I had no frame of reference for what I'm learning. But stay true to my truth. And think outside the box, so to speak, with the paradox. So, I'm just paraphrasing it, what you've already said, Dr. Kelly, but I love it that it goes back to the meaning of life and the purpose of life. Because I think that's where we get kind of lost, a lot of people, where you think your life has to mean this and, the purpose is that, and we start living outside of ourselves or in our head, not true to our own journey. And so keeping that trust and integrity for who you naturally are, but always being willing to learn. So I kind of added a couple of points in there, but I'm with you on the interpretation. Michael, what do you think?
Well, it's hard to beat that. I mean, it was so well said, but... but... Yeah. It's, I especially appreciate the notion that, the paradox that really the meaning or the purpose might be found in a direction we don't expect. And I think to what you were saying is about finding the purpose of your life, which, again, we are often born with the wants and desires of others instilled into us. And there's things that might be expected of us, the people we're expected to be. Well, we have to be the people that we are. We have to be the human beings that we actually are. And, I think those were both excellent points, and those also would be my takeaways.
I'm gonna apply this a little bit to the real world. I know we do that, but to real life. And, I'm looking at these cards, and again, the value in these cards, how do I put this? The real value is what they get you thinking about with regard to yourself and your own life and your own state of growth and state of evolution. That's the beauty of these cards. They get you thinking. That's what they're designed to do. They're to get you thinking. They're not some magic thing that's going to answer all your questions in life, but they're going to help you to work through those questions. And so I look at these, and the fact is that the meaning and purpose of our life, again, it goes back to what's the meaning and purpose of my life. That's the correct question, not what's the meaning of life. It's what's the meaning of my life. That's the correct question. There is no other answer for what's the meaning of life, because it's different for everybody. But then there's that paradox, that unknowable, and while there are things that we don't know at the current moment in life and cosmos, with things that we can't prove with objective science, like life after death, things like that, but we have that rational proof of things. And so there's some things that we may not quote know unquote, we have a good strong feeling about them, but then there are things that we do know. And the paradox of it is that things may be quite different than what we have grown up with or what we had thought for most or all of our life. I don't know about you, but I watch the documentaries on space and the solar system and all this stuff, and the big thing with life is looking for life outside of Earth nowadays, in the solar system, on the moons and Enceladus, and maybe even on Titan and Saturn's moons and other moons, and Mars, of course, and then of course there's water, on Pluto. I mean, it's like we're beginning to find that this solar system is quite different than what they thought for eons, right? Forever, for decades, for hundreds of years, or even longer. And that just goes to show us that life, things are not always what they seem. There's a lot of wonder out there, and there's a lot of wonder in our life. So the whole point of what I'm trying to get at is we have our life, we have our challenges, we have our victories and our defeats, and we're walking our path, and sometimes we can get really caught up in our own head. We can take ourselves way too seriously. We can think we know where we're going and we're not going anywhere good or something like that. I mean, we can have those kinds of negative thoughts. And the fact is we don't know. Wherever you want to go, wherever you want to go is where you'll go. And that can be good or bad. That can be a positive direction or a negative direction. So it's really up to each one of us. We have the power to go wherever we want to go and do whatever we want to do. But we have to keep in mind that this whole thing we call life is about learning. It's about evolving. It's about learning about new things. And that's a beautiful thing. So
and contributing.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah. And contributing.
Creating.
And making the world a little better for us having been here. And so don't be discouraged. And frankly, you know, I'm saying these things to encourage myself too. I'll be the first to admit that when I hit 60 last February, it threw me for an existential loop that it was unexpected.
I told you.
I had no idea. See, I grew up thinking I'd be on the other side of Armageddon because I was Jehovah's Witness, right? So I grew up thinking I'd never even graduate from high school before the big A hit.
Yeah.
You know, Armageddon and the new world came, and you know everything's supposed to be perfect then. So here I am, 60 years old, and I know some of you are older than me, and you've probably been through this, but I hadn't, and it was unexpected. I never had an issue with age, and age never did anything. You know, I never got all depressed when I turned 30, like a lot of people do. You know, 40, 50, no biggie, but 60, for some reason, it just knocked me out of the ballpark, and.
Because you didn't have a frame of reference for it.
Well, of course. And so that's what I've been trying to do is figure out the frame of reference and figure out where I fit. And that's we're all along that path and wherever we may find ourselves at whatever age. And I guess in a sense it's, you know, wrestling with my own mortality because I was never supposed to die. That's what I grew up with. I was going to live forever. And we are. We do live forever in that sense, but not, you know, on Earth necessarily. You know what I'm saying? I grew up thinking, believing that we were going to live forever on Earth. That's imperfection. That's the whole religious crap. But anyway, so...
That messes up a kid's head.
It does. It does. Religion messes everybody up because it's just somebody's belief system. And people want to believe. They want the truth. They want to know what's going on, and we don't know anything. That's where the paradox and the unknowable comes. We're discovering this as we go. We're figuring it out as we go. And that's why 20 years ago, I outgrew religion. That's why I left, because I outgrew it. It no longer satisfied my questions. It never answered anything anymore. It didn't make any sense anymore because it was just somebody's idea, and it didn't fit.
And now you're going into a new phase and correcting any other ideas that you had and saying, life looks different on the other side of this mountain. Dr. Edward says, I'm actually excited about turning the big 6-0 next year. We'll talk to you after you turn 60.
And I hope it goes much smoother for you.
Jennifer said her 40th birthday threw her. Yeah. She realized she wasn't living a real purpose other than to pay bills. You see, each of us has our own moment, and whatever age that is. I had one small crisis at 54, and I'd never also had a problem with age. But then after at 60, OMG, as they say. Now I'm having another OMG turning 64 this year, and I'd say, wow, you know what? I could actually be around for a little while, and that's the scariest thing of all. I didn't think I'd live this long. You know, on this topic of truth and finding your truth and trying to figure out truths in life and what's real, I had a visit with a student last week who's taking the tarot course, and she wanted to run something by me that her grandmother, who was also a tarot reader, had explained to her. And she said, I want to tell you this, and then you can tell me if it's true. And I said, well, you need to stop right there. I don't know what's true. I said, it's all in our perception, and everything that we think of is a theory. It's a theory until we get more information. There's a difference between facts and opinions. And most of what we think we believe in or find is true have no basis for fact. So she shared what her grandmother had, you know, it was just a philosophy. And I said, well, I have something similar. I think this way. So we just are using different language or use of language and the wording. And I said, but is it true? I said, I can't tell you if it's true. And I'm comfortable with not knowing what's true. I was not comfortable with that when I was young. And I think that there is something to be said for the grace of age, which I'm looping back to that point here too, is I'm really comfortable with not knowing everything. I'm good with that, in fact. And the older I get, the more relaxed I become that all I know about, and truly, and I know this sounds so cliche at this point, all I know about is trust and integrity, being open-minded, that there's things I don't know. I got to live my own truth, and life's always a paradox, and I have to have my own meaning and purpose. And those first five cards or six cards were, boy, that really resonates with me too. So what's true, we don't know. And but life is always changing color, as I say, you know, life's a different color all the time. I guess we should get about the business of drawing some cards now, shall we?
Michael, do you have any comments you wanted to add to that before we
move on? I can only agree that, well, it is interesting how things hit us unexpectedly. And I always remember from my class days of human growth and development where the entire idea of a midlife crisis was kind of a misnomer, because you'll often go through several crises going through different life stages, and often they don't have anything to do per se with your age as much as what's going on in your life at that time or your references. So to say that people go through a midlife crisis in their 40s or 50s or what have you is just, it's an overgeneralization. And I think you guys made some really good points that these come up in unexpected times. I thought I'd have one at 30. I didn't. We'll see how 40, 50, and 60 go. I'll let you know.
You know, just to change gears here for a second, if I may, we've got some people we're going to draw cards for. But Julian, our friend from Spain, has mentioned he'd like a card, and we'll get to him. But he says, I'm not psychic, but recently I've been seeing cats in our apartment occasionally, but only in my peripheral vision. Why now? I'm in the autumn of my life, 65. You know, that is interesting, Julian. I want to say I very often catch things in my periphery as well, whether it's a spiritual energy, something in a... an in-between the worlds, so to speak. And that's because when we look forward, our eyes have this camera that are, you know, we filter out anything we don't want. And as there's these things from the sides, and you call it the periphery, but it's normal. I call those little psychic visions. So I just wanted to throw that in. It's just, but I think maybe you're relaxing too now that you're older and more relaxed, and you know, and well, you're letting yourself see these things.
And I'll add to that too, that I have the same thing. I seem to see cats, but I attribute those to my past, my cats who have passed. And I see them in my peripheral vision. I mean, it happens to me almost every day.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I look again. I think, you know, come on, what's going on here? I mean, is that just, you know, what is this? I don't know what it is. I can't give you an answer, but it happens to me too. And I also wanted to make a comment that for some odd reason, the chat's been logging some of us out. So, Dr. Hunter, I don't know if you have a list of the folks who wanted cards.
I sure do.
Good.
We're starting off with I've got Heather, Edward, Darlene, Wendy, Julian so far. So anybody else, please put your name in. Oh, I see Dr. Shirley has put her name up in there.
Oh, I'm going to write those down outside of the chat room because it's logging some of us out.
So, and, you know, ideally, even if you get bummed from the live chat, you should still hopefully hear us on the player and just keep logging back in. You'll be able to stay. But
So what we're going to do tonight, we talked about this before the program, we're going to pick two cards for each individual. So one is the message, the other is the support energy.
Good.
So I'm going to start off with Heather, and I have evolution for you, Heather. So however this resonates for you, evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Boy, that's important. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort, but fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you, and thus your entropy is lowered. And by the way, I did shuffle all my cards and put them back together for my first five-card pull. Your supporting energy to that, Heather, in this message is blocks, which is in the wild card suit, number 3. There's a time for movement and there's a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Don't dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required, and remain open. So as I see evolution and blocks together, you're evolving, but as we've been talking, you have to maybe shift your dial a little bit and, you know, see what's in the way, what's not in the way, and roll with it. So okay. I think that's a really powerful message. So again, though, as Dr. Kelly said earlier, it's whatever, in whatever way it works for you, okay, that you interpret that. So Dr. Edward's next. Michael, take it.
All right, for Dr. Edward, I have boundaries as your first card, number 6. This card represents boundaries. It is important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me? All right. I definitely love that card.
You know, if I'm not mistaken here, Dr. Edward has had boundaries in the past.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and
you know,
here it comes again.
Yeah, so now that you mention it.
Now that you've said it, what's the supporting energy to that, Michael?
All right. Well, let's see. This is wild card number 7, hope.
Oh, interesting.
I think I see the message already. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
You know, I'm going to have a little take on this that I think it might be saying, because this is repeated for you, Dr. Edward. Perhaps it's your hope in wanting something that's causing boundary issues. Possible. Hmm. Just something else to think about. You know, our wishes, our desires, our view of someone, or our view of a situation, we're not seeing the appropriate boundaries because of our hopes. You know,
yeah,
we talked a few weeks ago about the love of potential, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, it's just another way to think about it. Just a thought.
Good. All right, who's next?
Darlene, I have just selected number 34, take ownership, take and release ownership. I apologize. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what's yours and releasing the rest. So I'm right now selecting the supporting energy to that is open-mindedness, number 38. Interesting. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on personal agenda, a pet theory, or preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. So if I put these together, it's... maybe it's a time, as number 34 says, this is a time to reflect on owning only what's yours and releasing the rest and having an open mind to do that, thinking.
That's good. Yeah, because, you know, to take ownership of only what's yours requires you to be open-minded enough to let people do their own thing and walk their own path.
Michael, we have Wendy next.
Well, let me just first say that I gosh darn love these cards because you listen to them and I swear, you know, I got to clean it up for the airwaves, right? But I tell you, they're really profound at times. All right, and I believe you said Wendy, right?
It is for Wendy next.
And Wendy, I pulled number 21 for you. It's insight and wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
The supporting energy is?
The supporting energy is number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship, regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
So what's your take on that, Michael?
I mean, these are two powerful cards, and really we're thinking about, you know, insight and wisdom, and perhaps in this particular situation, we need to use the insight and wisdom we've gained in this life, maybe some of the lessons we've learned, and dealing with a relationship that, either professional, personal, that might be, you know, on your mind at the moment. Maybe this is just a call to think of the lessons that you've learned and recall them and apply them to your current situation.
Yes. And
I might agree.
And also, we think, well, it takes insight and wisdom to have a decent relationship, and that's true. Mm-hmm. It also takes insight and wisdom to know when a relationship's over.
Absolutely.
Or requires some different kinds of strategies and efforts. And that too. So we're moving on to you, Mr. Julian, over in Spain. The first card I selected for you is number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution, in principle, for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you're whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. Now, to your supporting energies is paradox, number one of the wildcard suit. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. You know, empowerment, knowing who you are and feeling that empowerment, and I call it that self-certainty that's way deep inside yourself. You know who you are. You know your voice and you feel good about that. However, we have to be prepared for, the paradoxes. So, what do you think, Dr. Kelly?
I think it's empowerment is a paradox. In fact,
it is.
The way to get your power back, well, is to take your power back. The way to fix about whatever ails you is to take your power back. And in many cases, that requires almost a paradox in our thinking, because we may not have been used to asserting ourselves or protecting our boundaries or just reclaiming who we are, our own identity. So it's sort of a paradox in many ways. So we have to flip what we've been doing, who we've been, and basically reclaim our own identities. So I think it all works. And I'd like to add or bring out a follow-up comment from Julian on the psychic cat thing. He was writing in the chat about something psychic about cats. If this is true, it would mean the followers of Wicca had cats as a real medium. But I'm not so sure that's not true, something psychic about cats, because, you know, living with cats for all these years, it's just uncanny how you can almost communicate with them in many ways without, you know.
If I can add something about cats, my old teacher Magda, my late teacher, would say that cats are the transformers of negative female energy. Dogs are transformers of negative male energy. And very often when you see cats do that flip out, you know, skitzing around and doing off the walls, they're releasing any of their built-up energy. Cats are very intuitive. They're very sensitive. And they carry a lot of that feminine psychic energy. And she would also, I might add, say that people who like cats also like women and femininity. Mm-hmm. And people who like dogs appreciate masculinity and men. And, of course, I could go on and on about other things she said about this. But I think the point being is that cats are particularly sensitive. I think dogs are too, but it's a different energy that they tune into. Unless you're my cat who thinks she's a dog.
What happens if you loved cats and dogs almost equally?
Oh, see, you're just happy.
You have a feminine-masculine balance. And, you know, a side note, just a side point, this whole thing about seeing cats in your peripheral vision, I actually included that in a song I wrote for my kitty that was killed a year ago. If you're on the broadcast page, just scroll down. The title of it's My Little One, and there's a link to it. But toward the end of that song, I actually discuss or mention that whole concept of seeing her and pondering it and so forth. So anyway, all right. Do we have
Dr. Shirley more? Waiting in the wings.
All right, let's.
So Michael,
excuse me. All right, Dr. Shirley, I have been shuffling endlessly. And I pulled number 26, energy signature.
I like it.
This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are only changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. review the present energy signature that you may be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy. Remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. All right.
And the supporting energy?
Supporting energy is number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Yeah, I kind of think that means to say anything is possible.
Well, energy signatures, it's like the vibe that you put out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one planet, one race, basically you can have an energy signature or vibe that is accepting and tolerant of others, or you can have one that's prejudiced and biased. So,
well, but I think, go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, and you know, the last line of number 35, the one planet, one race, is remember you are of divine energy. Mm-hmm. How are you going to, that is what drives that energy signature. That's what puts that energy out. How are you going to use that divine energy? Are you going to use it in a positive way or in a negative way?
Or, you know, also when people have asked me about changing energy, sometimes it's a small thought or belief system. And it's, oh boy, and sometimes it can be the smallest, what you think is so insignificant, can be huge in the manifestation of life. And because it's that little thing that we trip over, but we're not even aware we're tripping over. So even that small little thing doesn't fit in the big picture, so to speak. And so when we address that, and make the efforts to change that signature, it just changes the whole dynamic of life. I'm just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. We know Dr. Shirley knows this. She said thank you so much in the chat. It really is our pleasure to be doing this program and using the Inner Oracle cards and staying in touch with you, sharing little messages, because we learn from that too. And as I've repeatedly said, it's a privilege to participate in the lives of others, and certainly all of your lives, those in the live chat and those who listen in the archives. And we want you to know how much we appreciate you and thank you for always tuning in.
Yeah, well stated. Well, good.
Yeah. All right.
We've talked about a lot of stuff tonight. Hopefully some of it got you thinking, so you're able to use it, some tips and nuggets and so forth in your own life and get you thinking. That's really the point of it. So we want to try to do our part to help you grow and help us grow, and we all grow together and basically leave the
even if we're old and 60.
Even if we're over 60, yeah, we can still do good, you know. So anyway, folks, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the archives. Thanks to Dr. Hunter and Michael Kelly for their help and your input on this program. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.